This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And now,
the king is in! 5 touchdown passes for Lamar!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The last 4 AFC Offensive Players of the Week have gone Derrick Henry, Lamar.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Earlier on the show,
senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer.
Coming up,
founder of John Boy Media, Jimmy O'Brien. WWE superstar, The Miz. Actor, Ted McGinley. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Can confirm. It is me.
Here you are.
Here I am. You know what I love the most, right? I love...
Being right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I love when Albert sneaks in Michigan jabs.
That's all right.
I love that.
That's great. Couldn't do it the last 3 years.
So. Nope.
But I like guest convergence. You know what I mean? Yeah, Albert Breer and The Miz are chit-chatting right now.
They had common friends, apparently.
Well, I mean,
because
Albert's,
Ohio.
You know, yeah, I mean, Miz is Mr. Ohio, Mr. Cleveland, and Albert's Mr. Columbus.
Yep.
So they know some people. And then at some point, it's entirely possible The Miz and Ted McGinley get to chat with one another. And for me to make that happen, it gives me joy. I don't know why, but it just does. You know,
it was like years ago when we had Jim Gaffigan and Von Miller.
Von Miller and Jim Gaffigan chit chatted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And then Von was wearing this huge chain
and then Jim Gaffigan put it on.
Yeah, that's great.
I remember that.
Yeah. We've had a couple of those that are just like, this is really cool.
Wasn't there one of Ray Lewis and
Lewis and Stone Cold Steve Austin together?
Yeah. So, you know,
that was very manly.
The pressure is on for me to have the best show possible today to raise as much revenue to try and take one of my kids to game one of the World Series.
How are you going to decide which one gets to go? They draw straws?
No. Coop is the one watching, you know, the Yes Network with me and seeing what Bob Lorenz has to say after the game. So
you're playing favorites right
now. I mean, that's not playing favorites. It's just one kid is into the Yankees. And, you know,
no,
the others aren't
question,
as much.
Can I ask you a question?
No, you can't. We're done. Because our guest is waiting.
No, you can't.
If Taylor looks up at you and goes, Papa, may I go to the game?
Papa, like, what is this?
Papa.
Seriously.
Papa,
what's with Peter Pan? Like, she strolls in with her nightshirt and nightcap, holding a candle and calls me Papa?
Papa, baseball.
Dude, this isn't Mary Poppins. Papa.
Papa, baseball. Are you going to say no, Tay-Tay? You can't come?
I want to go to the dugout club.
This man is going to be all over the World Series and the new season of their original YouTube series Warehouse Games called Blitzball Battle 5 premieres on November 5th. And this man is talking Yanks. He knows all about this stuff. He's John Boy back in the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, John Boy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, man, I'm fired up.
Any nerves yet?
Of course. Are you kidding me? Nerves. Right. Although they are all shot from the Cleveland Guardians and the American League Championship Series. Those games in Cleveland were off the charts. They were off the charts, man.
Those last 3 gave you everything you wanted as a baseball fan. You know, even they lost, even the one they lost, it was still you finally got emotions because the Royal Series and the first 2 against the Guardians, I didn't walk away buzzing from those. I was like, okay, great. We won. Let's go. And then those last 3, my voice is still a little gone. I'm still some big moments. It was those were really fun.
Yeah, I still have, a little bit of the PTSD of watching Stephen Kwan come up every 3 at bats. It's I honestly thought to myself, does this guy get like to come up to the plate whenever he wants? Because it felt like he was up every single second, and the Guardians don't strike out. They don't make too many mistakes. Obviously, there were some in the field that did aid the Yankees during the series, but they put the ball in play. Everybody throws 100 miles an hour, it felt, and they're a terrific baseball team, man. They are really good, the Guardians, you know?
Kwan made me realize how much slugging, you know, not that I didn't know, does matter, because it was like, all right, here comes Kwan. He'll hit a single, and then we'll move on from there. Bases aren't loaded, we won't get in any trouble here.
Right. That's the way it basically felt all the time. When will the Steinbrenner family just adopt Juan Soto to make it cheaper for them, John Boy? When will that happen, do you think? What do you think?
Let's hope on the podium when they give him the trophy.
They give him the adoption papers to sign.
Is that Hal should hand him the trophy, and then there should be just a check, you know, that just in that moment.
That's
as
right.
Well.
Yeah, whatever, what car executive, isn't that what happens all the time? Yeah. Some car executive comes up and awards, maybe it can be like 23andMe executive can come up and award the adoption paper. Hey, yes. Juan, you've been a Steinbrenner all along. Look at that. Isn't that weird? That would be the...
I work. I never know.
I think we came up with it. So let's break down the World Series, John Boy. You think the biggest storylines entering this World Series that will result in one team beating the other is what? Do you think?
Top end bullpen. So the Yankees are thin at the top end. You know, if Canely and Weaver come into game one and can't protect a lead, that's going to scare me moving forward, because those guys need to get it done for the Yankees to win. So that would be a little worrisome for me, because at the top end of the Yankees bullpen is pretty thin. On the flip side, if the Dodgers starters can get them to sixth innings, like between the three of their starters, Flaherty, Walker Buehler, Yamamoto, two of them need to be knocked out early for the Yankees to advance in this, because it's going to be offensive firepower. I don't think they're going to hold the Dodgers to 0-1-2 runs. And the Dodgers will use a lot of their bullpen. If we can make them use more than they want, that would be really nice. But if we find out that Jack Flaherty and Yamamoto both went seven innings and really save the bullpen arms in those games, that's going to be costly.
Yeah, and I heard, like, what in terms of other arms for the Yankees, Nestor Cortez talking about, you know, wanting to be in this World Series. If it costs him a longer term injury, then so be it. Something along those lines.
I love the live reaction of his agent reading that quote.
right. So the question is if he does somehow do this thing, I don't know, would the Yankees put him on the back end? Would they? Because I know at one point they did have him close a game one time that kind of rankled him, where he thought he should be a starter. Potentially the Yankees doing something like that in this World Series?
We asked Boone how built up he was, because he kind of had to streamline the recovery to get game ready. And he said it's only an inning or two, so he'll be more used as a reliever. I think the best lane for Nestor is going to be when Clark Schmidt and Luis Gil start. They're not going to let either of those guys see the top of the Dodgers lineup a third time. And there's a lot of lefties there. There's Otani, there's Freddie, there's Muncy. That will be where Nestor will get that lane of batters to bridge the gap to Canely, Clay, Weaver. So I think that's where they want to use him in games one and two. You know, best case, Rodon and Cole can hand it to the top end guys and Nestor's not needed. But I do like having another lefty option out of the pen. He should be replacing Tim Mays's innings from the Guardians.
Right. Pretty much. John Boy, the founder of John Boy Media, here on the Rich Eisen Show. And we'll talk about Blitzball Battle 5 in a moment. So the pitching plan for Otani. What did you ask this of Aaron Boone? What do you do here in this World Series?
Oof. Cole's going to go at him, because Cole has good numbers against him and he's leading off the game. So you get that first at bat to really attack him. When there's runner in scoring position, his numbers are insane. He's got, I think it's a .783 batting average when there's a runner in scoring position over his last 20 games or so. So when you face the 8-hole hitter, the 9-hole hitter, you got to get those guys out. We need some spectacular plays on defense and keep them empty. If there's a base open, you walk them. I think if there's a runner on second and not on first, you walk them. It's not as easy as versus the Guardians. This is the depth on the Dodgers way different than the Royals and Guardians. So it's a much tougher task.
So listen, I know you've got quite a business going where you're watching the game and people are watching you and your guys watch the game, but any thoughts about actually going to one of these games in the Bronx?
John? Yeah, we have We got tickets for game five.
Only
problem is if that's a potential clinching game on the positive side. I don't know. We'll see. I'd rather, I think our community and what we've been doing, it'd be better suited to, you know, do the stream and be able to record right away. So that's,
we'll see. There is I and John Boy is basically what you're saying. You would give up your own personal game five tickets to see the Yankees try to survive, or it could be a pivotal game five, right? Which is kind of huge. Yeah. You would cough that up if you'd cough up watching the Yankees win and clinch in person for your business, John Boy, for real?
You don't get, you know, there's half of me that's part of the business, and you do not get this opportunity, Dodgers, Yankees, often. So there's going to be regret either way. Let's hope for the business side, it's a 2-2 series. No one can clinch game five, and I get to go, and we get to enjoy it. Otherwise, I'll have to figure it out. We're currently looking into backpacks that allow you to live stream and bring internet with you. Don't tell Major League Baseball.
Okay, very uneasy lies the head that wears a crown. I just quoted Shakespeare with John Boy right there on the Rich Eisen show. So that is what was the first Yankee game you ever attended? You remember back in the day?
I had to be little. I have a lot of memories of going when I lived in New Jersey, of going to games in the 90s. My dad would take me to the box seats right next to the bleacher creatures, and there were different entrances in the old stadium. And I would sit there as a little kid, and my head would just be turned, and I just watched the bleacher creatures. You know, I couldn't really piece the game together at that age, but what they were doing, the chants and fighting and getting kicked out, I would just sit and people watch the bleacher creatures as a little kid and loved it.
Yeah, man. And you know, Garrett Cole, the kid who held up the sign like Yankee forever. And there's a picture of Anthony Volpe at the 2009 parade in the Canyon of Heroes. And now they're playing in the World Series for the Yankees. It's pretty cool, man. You know,
really cool. That Volpe picture, that kind of, I was like, oh, damn, that's cool to see real fans. Trevino also grew up like a really big Yankee fan. His dad was a big fan. So sometimes people fake that, you know, everyone that comes to Yankees like, oh, I grew up playing. And then there's some guys where I think it's legit. Volpe, you know, his parents grew up listening to WFAN and his dad was a caller. So.
I love that, man.
That's not nothing fake about that.
So tell me about Warehouse Games and Blitzball Battle. I could see the poster behind your left shoulder because you are you're a businessman, you're selling, you're branding, you know?
Yes.
Okay. What is this about, John Boy?
So it's basically our own reality show meets sports world. What we've done is we've taken all the essence and camaraderie and competitiveness of a backyard baseball game with your neighbors or your brothers or your cousins and put a professional production around it with Kelsey Wingert does sideline. She's a professional sideline reporter. Chris Rose is the voice.
Yes.
He does play-by-play. And every sport, we have a professional in that sport, be it hockey, baseball, cricket, come and do color commentary. And they're basically just roasting us. And then in the middle of the warehouse, we have, you know, Trevor Plouffe played in the big leagues for 7-8 seasons, got 100 home runs. And now I'm pitching to him in his glorified wiffle ball game. And the competition is very real at times, but it's also very silly. And there's all these narratives and reality show aspects. The umpires are a total goof and gaff and just like kind of like our battering ram of comedy. So it's really fun. We've been growing it. We did it on our own, invested a ton. We're able to sell distribution nationally to it. So you can also watch it on TV. If you have a Bally Sports network in your area. And the new one debuts on November 4th. We changed it to not compete with the election, which is a smart move.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think that makes sense. Yeah. John Boy, World Series is done. And then, you know, and then you avoid Election Day. Pretty cool. And there's also, you can check it out on youtube.com/warehouse games as well. Heart of Hearts, what's your prediction for the World Series before I let you go?
I need the Yankees to win, and I can't say otherwise. I'm a biased Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough, though. You know, I can see the Dodgers winning easily if certain things fall certain ways, and I cannot see the Yankees winning in 4 or 5. So I'll go Yanks in 6.
Yanks in 6 out here. Wow, that would be something. If anything informs this World Series from the season series, You know, got to make sure Yamamoto doesn't go as deep as he did in the game he dominated them, and make sure Teoscar Hernandez isn't the one who beat you, right? I mean, that he killed the Yankees in that series, absolutely dominated them, and that's part of the reason why I'm, you know, as a Yankee fan, I'm concerned, because the Dodgers are that deep. They are that
deep.
Are. And Mookie Betts in Yankee Stadium is going to just, whatever. He's been there, done that. Otani's the same way. Like, I don't think anybody's going to have big eyes in the moment. That's part of the reason that, you know, I'd be concerned as a Yankee fan.
We'll cross our fingers. Otani has never performed well in Yankee Stadium. So maybe that's going to come into play here. Pitching and hitting, he's just, numbers are awful, which is bizarre. And I'm not doubting Otani. I think that he will rise to the occasion. The other thing is the Yankees didn't play Soto in those three games in the Bronx against the Dodgers. He had a forearm injury that I think now they should come out and say, no, we were just hiding him because we knew Yamamoto was going to face him in the World Series.
I remember that. That's right. He got hurt and then he wasn't there. And then, you know, they needed a Trent Grisham home run to actually salvage something, you know, and, you know, the Yankees won't be putting him out there. But when you say Soto, you mean Juan Steinbrenner, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Juan Steinbrenner. My bad. Junior.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to, you know, not to nitpick. Thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Have a great World Series, bud.
Thank you. You as well.
Right back at you. John Boy of John Boy Media right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I think we came up with a good one, right? Instead of if the Yankees win and Juan Soto is the MVP, forget the truck.
No car or truck.
No car, no truck.
Right.
The executive, CEO, whoever this person, this man or woman is of 23andMe, comes up with, no, not a check.
Well, no. You don't want the giant, like, Happy Gilmore check?
Not a check. It's not a check. It's not money. It's a giant, it would just be a giant copy.
That proves that
he's been a Steinbrenner all along.
Oh, I see.
And thus, he can't be a Met. He can't go anywhere. He's just already been a member of the family.
Got it.
And he will now, and then we have a lawyer come out, like a probate lawyer, come out and Hal redoes
notary.
In a notary. Yeah. My brother can do it. He's one of the best estate lawyers in the United States. Although he's a diehard Met fan, right? He won't have nothing to do with this. My bad. Sorry, Jeff, you're out.
Same thing, but for cousin Steve.
Right. And so he will come. Hal will change his will live.
Right there.
You know, and they'll have to encase it in plexiglass to avoid the paperwork from getting wet from champagne, right?
Please God, like the $2
bring
bill
in the notary. If he wins the MVP of the World Series, that's 23andMe presents him with the paperwork that you've been a Steinbrenner all along. Hal has a lawyer, a probate lawyer, an estate lawyer. On with a notary and on the spot, changes his will on the spot. Somebody has to bring out plexiglass so the paperwork, very important, is processed without it getting, you know, Veuve Clicquot or Dom Perignon all over.
Right. Aren't you forgetting 23andMe, though? Don't they get to come in and do some swabs? And
No. It's already been done.
Predetermined, yeah.
Or whatever. We just make up the paperwork.
I don't know if Stevie Cohen's going to like
it. We just came up with it.
Wow.
There you go. You're welcome.
Wow.
Yankee fans.
Hey, to quote Hulk Hogan, that's not going to work for me, brother.
Well, we're on the subject of wrestling superstars.
Oh, yeah. You like how we did that?
The Miz. Let's bring him out. Mike, The Miz is here. Don't you dare go anywhere. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you back on the program here on the Roku Sports Channel. Ladies and gentlemen, the Miz is here.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are we thanking you for?
Because I'm here,
and you're awesome.
I brought a championship because we're probably not going to get a championship this year. I came on their show last time. I said the Browns were going undefeated this season, and I believe after maybe the first game, I texted you and I said, maybe not. Maybe not.
Well, actually, here is the text exchange.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Browns are not going undefeated. This was the Monday after.
Wow.
The Browns lost to the Cowboys in convincing fashion. Took you a day to get through it.
Can I say something, though?
Please.
I feel like it's a new season. Nick Chubb is back. The rust is off now. Last week, people were like, oh, they lost last week. The rust is off.
The rust is off of
Nick
Chubb.
Now this week, we come in, and I feel like it's a whole new season.
Okay.
And we could actually make a run for the playoffs. And I know I sound a little crazy right now.
Okay.
But...
I respect
Jameis Winston has wins in his name. W-I-N-S.
That's facts.
And that is our starting quarterback.
That's true.
And if you've seen his pregame pump-up speeches,
yes,
it makes you want to run through a wall.
Okay.
I don't know for a good reason or a bad reason, but it makes you want to run through a wall.
Well, he has wins, but after that is the word ton, and I think that is the actual weight of what you're shoveling right now.
I feel like we're in the same position. Like, the Jets and the Cleveland Browns are in the same position.
Okay.
And so,
let's hear this.
If the Jets feel like they can make a playoff run, then why not Cleveland?
Got a point.
Why not us?
Interesting.
Why not us?
Why not us?
Why not?
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Who says no?
Do you say no?
Yes,
can they
do
it? You think the Jets can't do it?
Here, everybody.
I think the Jets can do it. They got a good defense.
Oh, sure,
they have
Jets
a quarterback that's been an MVP. They have an all-time wide receiver. Brees Hall might be one of the greats in running backs.
I agree.
We'll be talking
the,
10 years from now.
The Jets are 2-5. The Browns are 1-6. And in you've got your Browns championship.
Chubb is back.
And by the way, that is awesome. I couldn't root for that guy anymore, harder.
That's everyone's sentiment. When he came back, like, I almost had a tear in my eye, and I don't know why. I never even met the guy before.
Right.
But there's something about Nick Chubb that you just root for.
Well, it's hard work. It's hard work.
That's
it. Hard work. It's dedication. It's love of the craft. It's coming off of the off the mat. You know, it's all of that. And when he came into the league... If I'm not mistaken, you're the Georgia expert here. I mean,
Sony Michel was the guy.
Was both of them.
Michel was the guy that everybody thought was going to have a bigger NFL career than Nick Chubb. You know what I mean? And, you know, Sony Michel does have a ring and a touchdown
in the Super Bowl,
but he's out of the league. And Nick Chubb, how many times did you think he was going to be out of the league? And then he stays around, comes back.
He stays around, but he's like a hub. Like, he is like a person that can give a season hope.
Right.
You know, even though people are like, yeah, the Browns this, the Browns that, you're a joke, whatever. But if we just run the ball, play solid defense with Myles Garrett, who might be one of the best defensive players we've ever seen in the NFL.
Yes.
If we can just stick to that, we can win football games. And it's week by week. Week by week, you get win after win after win. And guess what?
What?
Some way, somehow, you make it in the playoffs.
And by the way, Hub is part of Chubb's name.
There it is.
Wins is part of Winston's name.
Look at us.
You got a Wins.
We're thinking alike.
You got a Hub and a Wins.
We're here. Do you got anything like that at the Jets?
Well, I mean, what do I got?
You got a guy who has a Taco Bell in the crib.
I don't know.
So
you gotta, you can't spell Hall without Ha. But I mean, I don't know.
Wilson, Will to win.
Yes. Maybe. Yes, we've guessed.
Rodgers makes you go grrr.
Is that it? Oh my God. But where does your optimism come from, man?
Cleveland. That's what, like, we've been bred this. I thought the Guardians were going to the World Series, and then I realized we didn't have enough money to buy all our players. New York Yankees always buy all of our great players, go to, like, the Yankees or the Mets or Dodgers. They just buy their victories, and there's the Cleveland Guardians, who has a brand-new coach, by the way. Congratulations on, I believe he just got Coach of the Year, which
Steven
is nice.
Steven Vogt. But come on, man. You know, that whole business of the Yankees buy their team, it's always like, well, you guys never make the World Series and you buy your players, and then all of a sudden they make the World Series. It's because they buy their players. You can't have it both ways, Miss. You just can't.
I'm not saying the other way. I'm just saying, yes, you guys pay a lot of money.
Over the last 15 years, you would have gone the other way.
The Guardians have an amazing farm system. And it's a proven farm. I wish the Browns were the same type of system where it's just they're always going to be in the postseason. They're always going to do well. Yes. You're always going to root for them. But the Browns can never figure that out. And then you look at the Cavs. The Cavs, same way. Like, my gosh. Like, who do we have? We have Spida. Yes.
Yes, you do.
Great.
Yeah.
And then we drafted a bunch of good, solid talent around them. We didn't have to pay for our players. And I feel like we're going to go to the postseason as well. Why can't the Browns do this? I don't understand it. We had Baker Mayfield. We had him. Like, had him. He. And now you look at him in Tampa.
Yeah.
And he's doing great. And I people are like, oh, what happens when Evans and Godwin leave? He'll find someone else. Guess Chad Otten's going to be the new all-star there with White running the ball and Bucky Irvin just doing great. Because that's the type of person Baker is. And Baker had that grit that Cleveland needed.
Yeah, right.
And then we got rid of him. And I don't understand why. I don't get it. And I'm still upset about it, by the way.
You keep coming back
for
more.
But then your Jets could sit there and say, we had Sam Darnold. We had him. We had Sam Darnold, and now look at him. Now look at him on the Vikings. They're like 5-1. Yeah. They're doing great. Justin Jefferson's great.
But I'm not nearly as optimistic as you. It's been beaten out of me. It totally has. It's been beaten out of me. Like right now, Jets are 2-5. I'm kind of out. You know what I mean? Like I'm not sitting here going living and dying.
You know, I'm
each
not
week.
The only one that's still in
the Yankees in the World Series. I know you're not the only
All
one.
All my
still
friends call
is.
Me up and say we can still do this. And I guarantee after I'm done with this interview, they're going to text me and go, you're absolutely right. He was wrong. He was wrong. Rich has no idea what he's talking about. He talks about football all day long. He has no idea what he's talking about.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Because the last time we did this, it didn't go well for you.
Goodness.
Okay. Okay. You said win 17 times.
I know.
And then, you know, right off the bat, there was
I haven't had a good 6-7 weeks.
Let's
all right?
do it now. Give me the music. Let's do this right
oh,
now.
Oh, boy.
Let's do
oh,
it.
Boy.
We've very I rarely like, done oh, a no. mid-season win-loss
oh,
game.
No.
Wow. Let's do it. Got a pen.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Home for Baltimore. What happens this weekend?
We're at home.
Yeah, I know.
Baltimore.
You got Winston.
We do.
I
don't think they... So they don't have tape on Winston this year.
No.
They have previous tapes long time ago. Oh, they don't have this year's tape.
He's going to sneak up on our
Chubb is back. The rust is off.
And
the defense is going to be able to stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, who might be the MVP of the league. And the offensive player of the league is going to be Henry.
Yeah.
We're going to beat him.
There you go.
We're
going to
beat him at home.
It's a win.
We are going to beat him at home.
All right. Then you're home for the Chargers.
So let's face it. Like, we know what Chargers are going to do. They're going to run the clock down, right?
Yeah, sure.
The problem is we're going to have a lead. And they're going to run the clock down so much that they're going to end up losing.
So last second loss for them.
Last second loss and it's for the Chargers. It's going to be a good game.
By the way, both games
are going to be to watch. Well, you're going to want to watch these games.
You got Harbaugh's coming into Ohio.
Harbaugh, man.
That's it, man.
Got to love
Jim's back in Ohio.
Got to love it.
You know, he kind of has won there, but not more than he's lost more than he's won.
Do so you think that the Browns can beat the Chargers?
The Browns that I've seen 1-6? No, they cannot. But we'll see.
How dare you? You're going to say that right to my face.
I just did.
Such confidence.
Excuse me, sir. I spit truth. It's my job. So it's 2-0.
Okay.
Then you're going to crush the bye.
Yes.
And then at New Orleans, what happens when Cleveland goes to New Orleans?
Well, we're going to, I mean, that one, you're not going to laugh at me, right?
Winston going back to New Orleans, it's a revenge game.
With me saying it's a revenge game.
Right.
This is a game that literally you're going to look at me and say, you guys, yes, you'll win that game.
If I'm not mistaken, in the Superdome is where, you guys can look this up. Isn't that the famous Eaton W's moment? Was it a pregame in the Superdome moment for Winston?
We're eating more W's.
Okay.
We're eating more W's, baby. Okay. Let's go.
Now, here we go. Thursday night at home against Pittsburgh.
Who's going to be quarterback? Is it going to be Russell Wilson? Is it going to be Justin Fields? Does Russell still have those raindrops, those rainbow throws? Because guess what? Ward's going to snatch him right from Georgie Pickens, okay? And that's what's going to happen. We're going to take it to him. Tomlin's an amazing coach. I don't know what's going on. I like when he put in Russell Wilson over Justin Fields, I was like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, your team's 4-2.
Yeah.
But that's just the genius of Tomlin, because guess what happens? Yep. Russell looks like Russell of Seattle, but he's going to look like Russell of Denver when he plays the Cleveland Browns.
Speaking of Denver, it's another win. Speaking of Denver, you're at Denver on a Monday night.
You think Bo Nix is going to come in and sit there and beat the Cleveland Browns?
How dare you, Rick? Now we're
talking. You think that's going to happen,
Am I picking up something here? Is this going to happen?
You think a rookie quarterback's gonna sit there and challenge Myles Garrett?
I can't see it.
Myles Garrett's gonna sack him six times.
I can't see it, Miz.
Six times.
At least. Minimum.
It's a Jerry Jeudy revenge game as well.
Oh. It is. Jeudy gets a touchdown in that game. Mark it right here. And I'm going to text you, be like, hey, guess what? Happened.
So another win?
Yes, of course.
24 catches, 290 yards for Jerry Jeudy that game.
At Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so we're going back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, you got Najee Harris, you got Jalen Warren.
You got a lot of them.
You got two good running backs.
Yeah, Pickens.
Just not good enough. Can't match a good old Chubb.
So that's true. So say the word.
That's a win. Well, why is this a laugh? Do we really believe that Pittsburgh's going to beat Cleveland two times?
Well, you said they're going to beat them two times.
I said they're going to beat them, but I said, I mean, do you think Pittsburgh's going to beat Cleveland twice? Do we really believe this?
No way.
It's not a chance. It's the AFC North. This is going to be on Hard Knocks. Like, this is what I've been waiting for.
That's right.
In-season Hard Knocks. Yeah. AFC North.
Yeah, you think we're going to look stupid
here we go.
In the AFC North? You think we're going to look dumb? And people are going to laugh at us?
So the now six wins in a row, Browns are now above 500 and taking on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes. Please.
Pat Mahomes hasn't played well this year.
Thank you, Mike.
I mean,
Thank you.
Notice how I said that. By the way, I didn't laugh. I said and I think that statistically saying, he hasn't done as well. Now, Patrick Mahomes, we all know, is Patrick Mahomes. And Travis Kelce is Travis Kelce. And they like to play late.
Mr. Ohio.
They like to play late in the year. That's where they come alive.
Yes.
It just so happens they're not going to come alive this week. So, it's going to be the week after is when they're going to come alive again.
So say the word.
So they're going to probably have their first loss to the Cleveland Browns.
So
is this in Arrowhead? Because if it is, then...
No, it's in Cleveland.
Okay, perfect. Then there you go.
At Cincinnati.
Yeah.
What happens at Cincinnati next week? Thursday night.
Cincinnati, I mean, come on. I mean, we have Burrow's number.
Come on.
We know we have Burrow's number, right? Now, at least you guys can agree with me.
That's true.
That Burrow does not do well against the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, that's a fact.
And I like Burrow. I wish we had Burrow, but we don't. He has to go up against us twice a year, and it's not a good showing for him. It's just not.
Sunday night, home against Miami, week 17.
You think Tua will be back?
I think Tua's playing this weekend.
He is?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
I think so.
You think he'll still be playing?
Well,
Okay. So what happens
Tua's
in that game?
Tua's a good quarterback.
I know. What happens in that game?
Mike McDaniel's a very, very good coach.
But?
Tyreek Hill, great wide receiver. Achan, kidding me? Runs all day. Just not today. Another win. The Cleveland Browns.
And then week 18 at Baltimore to finish
it. This is where I feel we might need this win more than anything to get into the playoffs. And I think it's going to happen. And then the first game might be like Baltimore versus Cleveland, and then we beat them again. And then we go to the AFC Championship. We beat whoever's in there. Maybe it's KC again. We beat them again. And then we go and we play maybe like the Detroit Lions and an amazing 0-16. Two teams have been 0-16 before in the Super Bowl, and we end up prevailing.
The Miz.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Absolutely. Once again, thank you. Says the Browns are going to go undefeated, yeah. Undeterred.
From right now.
From right now.
11-6.
Finish 11-6 with a 10-game win streak. And let's just
Kevin Stefanski is a 2-time coach of the year.
Well, he would get three in a row at this point.
Exactly.
So he'd get three at this point. Let's just, if we can peek into the future, what my text is going to be from the Miz on Monday. There it is. Well, I guess the Browns are not going undefeated. And I'll give you an LOL again. That'll be Monday, October 29th. So I will get that.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. You have. It took me a day to put that to muster up that text.
God. Oh my gosh!
You know that was a very difficult one for me.
I know that
it was very very difficult because I looked at the team and I went, oh no, oh no, this is. And all my friends were texting me going, oh, no.
Well, we didn't even promote what you were coming on to talk about. Tickets for the Showcase of the Immortals go on sale tomorrow.
WrestleMania.
Speaking of that, WrestleMania 41 in Allegiant Stadium, the 19th and 20th of April.
Yep. Tickets on sale tomorrow.
Why did you go heel on us?
Why did I go heel on you? What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you want heel?
I feel like I'm a good guy. I've done everything right. R-Truth is the one that has been the heel the whole time, in my opinion. You don't believe me? I mean, the guy has put me through so much. Uh-huh. So much. And then sometimes you just need to turn on someone to make them realize the error in their ways.
That's the truth right there.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. I didn't mean to.
I believe
everything you're saying.
Heel. I think I've been babyfaced this whole time through this whole interview. I complimented your Jets. I said your Jets are going to the playoffs.
Cleveland.
I said you're going to do great. You're the one that's being boo-booing everything. You're like, no. You're like, poo-poo. No.
I've gone heel on you.
Yeah, basically. That's how I feel.
By the way, I would love for you to do TJ and O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s podcast, No Contest Wrestling.
I'm
in. Next time you're in town. TJ, I've just booked you a guest right here.
I'm definitely down to have the Miz, man.
You got a question for the Miz? I know you must.
Well, you hit it. We were going to talk about R-Truth.
Go for it.
You know, he explained why you turned heel.
What Truth was doing to me,
Like he was putting you in situations that you didn't want to be as a tag team
champion. I literally spoke to him and told him, stop doing this, please.
Booking you in title matches each and every
after
week.
Title match, after I said, in order to make a title relevant and prestigious, you need to make people earn the right to face you for them. That has always been the case. You don't just give hand out title matches. You just don't. And then what happens? We lose those title matches. Then what happens? He gets injured, leaves for like 6 weeks, doesn't call me, doesn't text me, doesn't say anything, and then comes back to WWE. And I'm trying to, by the way, the person that injured him, I'm trying to be a triumph, trying to be a hero, going after this guy.
And this guy's
because
big.
My friend, he injured my friend, I'm going after you. And then he calls another person to go after the guy, not me. And then he comes back and goes, hey, guys, I'm here. What do you mean you're here? You didn't want to call. You didn't text. You nothing. And then people are like, wait, how could you stab him in the back? I stabbed him in the back. I don't think so.
So you're not a heel, is what
I'm
you're saying.
The good guy. I should be cheered, applauded, and people should be buying my T-shirts.
The good guy, Miz.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Babyface of the century.
And my new Funko Pop. Just came out. 20 years of Miz.
Tell me about this.
And I got another Funko Pop, and they actually asked me. They were like, "Hey, what do you want to do with this thing?" And I said, "Let's do back 2011 Miz with the Money in the Bank briefcase, the WWE Championship.
It looks good. I'm looking at it right now.
Hello, I'm awesome T-shirt, which I feel like is like my staple T-shirt. Like you know how like Hot Rod, you know, Roddy Piper had the Hot Rod." Mine was like, hello, I'm awesome. Simple, easy, perfect.
The T-shirt.
So that's what the Funko Pop is. I love it.
WrestleMania 41 in Allegiant Stadium, 19th and 23rd. That's the weekend.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be the biggest WrestleMania ever. Absolutely. Like, and I'm not joking. Like, last year in Philadelphia was incredible. Cody got to finish his story. But this is John Cena's last WrestleMania.
For
Think
sure.
about that.
For sure.
For sure. 100%.
And Rich, Miz left out the fact he became a tag team champion at WrestleMania last year.
I did.
He didn't even bring that up to you.
No, I didn't. Because,
and how do you like, escalator style.
Think about the good guy in me. I literally just promoted John Cena, the ultimate babyface of WWE, literally having his last match at WrestleMania in Las Vegas, and we'll never see John Cena in a match at WrestleMania ever again. And when Cena says something, that's one of those things, like, sometimes it's like, oh, no, they'll be like Motley Crue. It's our last tour ever. Right. And then they're on tour 3 years later, and here we go. No, Cena's not like that.
Yeah.
If Cena says this is it, this is it. And I'm curious to see who's going to go up against him, because I'm putting my name in the hat. I'll heal that one out all day. And names in the hat. There you go.
By the way, Rich, if you if you're in this room right now and you've beaten John Cena at WrestleMania, raise your hand.
Oh, there he is.
In the main event.
Main event of WrestleMania.
Retained WWE Championship as a heel, as you would say. and that doesn't happen usually in the main event of WrestleMania. And I did it.
They usually like the crowd to go home happy. So the heels usually win.
I think the crowd should have went home happy, if I do say so myself.
I think, Miz, a lot of people were.
And they did go home happy, to be honest, because The Rock came out and rock bottomed me afterwards.
You live a fascinating life, Miz.
I do, don't I? It's amazing, and I have two little girls, a 7-6 year six-year-old, 5-year-old, and they are absolutely amazing.
What are their names?
Monroe and Madison. They're the best. And I have the most amazing wife, Maurice. So I'm living a good life right now.
M's all around, man.
M's all around.
Dude. Girl dad twice over, which is the greatest thing ever.
It's the best. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Tell me about it.
Like, I'm trying to get my daughter to do sight words, or snap words, as we call them.
Okay.
I have to make up games. I do obstacle courses. I do time. Like, let's see how fast we can do them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff. And like, then the math, like, my daughter's 6 and I don't even understand her math.
Dude, tell me about it. You kidding me? Like, I honestly thought fractions were part of my past.
I'm doing plus and minuses here, and they got like these different, like, it's a whole thing. I'm like, I learned this. I know the answer of it, but the way you're getting to it is not how I get to it. It's just completely opposite. And I don't want to ruin her for her class. You know what I mean? I don't want to teach her something different that her teacher is teaching, because this is what they're doing now.
Fantastic. WrestleMania 41 takes place April 19th and 20th in Allegiant Stadium. That's the week before the draft. So you can watch The Miz do his thing in WrestleMania while he wonders which quarterback the Browns are going to choose first overall the following week. That's me going heel. Now that's heel.
Wow.
That's turning heel. Right there.
Wait, Imagine we get like a quarterback that is like just unbelievable.
Deion's kid.
But yeah. Huh? Do you think Tim Couch He's will not gonna last Shador that long?
You think I'm going to be first? You think I'm going to be number one overall? What is wrong with you? Or top three? How dare you?
The heel just sunk in.
How dare you?
Just sunk in.
Is Johnny Manziel going to let Shador wear number 2?
I don't like you guys. Wow. Are we going to talk about Brandon Weeden and the rest of the 45 quarterbacks we had to go through to get to where we're at today?
No, because we're out of time.
Yeah. That's it. Look at it. Are we just healing out today? Just healing out.
This is Rich's Bash at the Beach moment right now.
I might take you on at WrestleMania. How about that? April 19th and 20th. Let's go.
At Allegiant Stadium. I'll be in Vegas.
Get your tickets tomorrow. Ticketmaster.com.
Showcase of the Immortals. Tickets go on sale tomorrow on October 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So be first in. Dude, you're one of my faves.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate that. And by the way, talk about committing. You held on to that championship belt and had a replay.
By the way, I'm holding it like this now. I'm holding it like it's around my legs. It's like
Nick Chubb carrying a ball.
Yeah,
like
I'm going to put like
all the points all of pressure. Yeah. You got to work, and no one's going to take that away from The Miz. Oh, man. At Mike The Miz on both Twitter and Instagram, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Fantastic. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
What was the big break for you? Was it Married with Children, essentially? Or
well, I went to New York from Youngstown, and I was doing a lot of theater. And I did Broadway, off-Broadway, regional theaters, and so forth. And I was doing a play at Hartford Stage called Mice and Men, which is not a comedy, by the way. And I was playing Lenny.
Okay.
And then a casting director from L.A. was visiting his aunt, went to the show. Mm-hmm. And then liked the play, liked me, and then a year later, they're casting Married with Children, and they can't get the Bundy guy. And this guy's name was Hirschfeld. And he said, guys, you're going to think I'm nuts. But I saw an actor a year ago in a drama that I think he could do this. And they almost fired him. And I happened to be out there at the time for a failed pilot. Mm-hmm. And they called me in. I was playing handball at the Hollywood Y. And I showed up with my glove with the bag, my bag with the gloves hanging all of it. And it was Levitt and Moye. What the hell is that? Mm-hmm. And so we started talking in the office, and then they had me audition. They said, would you mind reading? And I said, no, that's what I do all the time. And I saw the guy as my uncle, one of my uncles.
Al Bundy, you're saying?
Yeah, he was like, and the guy was a judge, but he reminded me of this guy. And what I mean is, I guess apparently most of the guys that read for it were doing it like Jackie Gleason in The Honeymooners, yelling and mad. Mm-hmm. Well, my uncle was like resigned. Life was gonna be bad.
Resigned, I love it.
So, we'd be like, he'd get home from work and he'd come in the house and my aunt, his wife, would say, Joe, I ran over the dog in the driveway today, he's dead. And Joe would say, what's for dinner? So it was sort of like that, right? That's how I read it, and they had not heard that tact,
interpretation.
No, they had not heard that. And they went, well, that's kind of funny.
My gosh, Ed O'Neill, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. We just showed for our radio audience a clip of Ed O'Neill talking about how he got married with children. And I just had a nice chat with Ted McGinley in our green room. This is going to be a dynamite conversation in hour number three. It's going to be amazing. Because today's a big anniversary of his career. I won't reveal it. He just told me back then. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be an hour number three. I'm on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network again. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. That was so great with The Miz. Let me tell you, man, every single time we have somebody from the wrestling world on this show, they crush it, they kill it. They're pros, they're funny, they're engaging, they know exactly how to be entertaining.
Yeah.
Every last one of them.
It's a huge part of the job.
But they all take it seriously. It's great. It's awesome, which is another reason why we started No Contest Wrestling with you and O'Shea Jackson Jr. Mm-hmm. At any rate, so last night here in Los Angeles, California, the newest brand spanking new sporting arena or stadium in our country opened up into a dome. And so they have something called the Wall. And the Clippers, what they personally curate, who gets to sit there?
They have to
prove like their fandom or something.
Yeah,
like
you're
that?
you're not allowed to wear opposing team's gear.
Yep.
You're not allowed to cheer for the opposing team. Tickets are cheap; it's like $32 a game or something.
Right.
You also have to stand for the whole game.
Yeah. SRO.
It's kind of like what they do at LAFC. And obviously, right. Kind of a European soccer model,
right? Or college basketball,
right.
Arenas,
the student section,
and basically, as you could see on the photograph, I'll explain it to the radio audience. Steve Ballmer opened it up like before tip off last night against Phoenix, and it's underneath the largest sort of indoor scoreboard, like unbelievable. And he opened it up, and it was wild. And
it was loud.
It was loud. And sure enough, Kevin Durant, 88% free throw shooter, missed two free throws shooting with the Wall behind the basket. And Devin Booker missed one, too. Now, it didn't. The Suns still survived and won that game, first game last night. But afterwards, Kevin Durant talked about the Wall getting in his skull.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was just staring at it the whole time. You're not used to that. I think I experienced that. Oklahoma State has somewhat of an arena like that. Obviously not that big, but the seats went straight up. And I always thought that was cool. The noise sounds a little different from that vantage point. So it's going to be a tough road environment for whoever comes in here.
Yeah. And then Devin Booker echoed the sentiments. Here's what this is a great soundbite. Hit it.
I missed the free throw, man. I was pissed. So I think K missed two down there, too, so it might work.
It was pretty impressive.
Hell yeah. You spend $2 billion. Put a wall up. He did make some tough free throws, so they didn't completely do their job, but we heard them.
Wow.
Spend $2 billion, put a wall up. Part of the $2 billion is the high-tech 4K Halo board, the largest double-sided Halo display in an arena setting. It's almost a full acre long. I can't wait to go.
Let's toilets!
Can't wait.
That's one more they have in favor.
But how about that? You know, they're both saying, hey, you know, that affected us. Let's see how you got to keep up the intensity, right? It's a long season.
Yeah. Ironically, James Harden missed a free throw that would have forced another overtime.
This guy over there. It's just all Celtic pride, 24/7, 365.
Well, I mean, but what he's saying is just factual. Yeah, it did actually happen last night.
Celtics play tonight. We're going to beat the Wizards by 80.
Well, he also may be telling the truth about that.
Well, the floor is 29 three-pointers. That's the floor.
Yeah.
Don't go 0-15 in the fourth.
No, we'll just see if the dissension that's building in the locker room between Derek White and Jaylen Brown, because Jaylen Brown has a chip on his shoulder because he didn't get to go to the Olympics. Oh, wait a minute. It was Derek White instead. So Derek White should just sit there and take that talk of a chip.
Rich, do you think that Derek White looks at Jason Tatum's gold medal and thinks of it as a participation trophy?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
What, like a T-ball trophy?
Yeah, yeah. Because Jason Tatum didn't play because, you know, his other current teammate took all the playing time and Jrue Holiday, right? So there's a more dissension building. We'll see how it plays out tonight. Dissension keeps building in Boston.
Yeah. We gotta help burn it down, Rich. We gotta try to burn it down.
It's gotta be us because it's not gonna be the rest of the association.
If not, we're all in trouble. We gotta burn this down, man. Participation Nash trophy.
Go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't wait till the first fist fight to happen. It's going to be
great. It's going to be.
No, it's coming
soon. Because you keep talking about, Jaylen Brown's playing pissed off with a chip on his shoulder because he wasn't taken to the Olympics, but Derek it was his teammate like, was. So that should be fine to Derek White.
Let me holler at you real quick.
Seriously.
Man,
somebody should make Derek realize what that means for him.
You think the documentary's already start filming the fall of the Celtics?
Absolutely it should.
Oh, man, the cameras are rolling.
Did you see that Jaylen Brown sat down with Stephen A. about the state your source thing?
Which is fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Good for him.
Yeah. Says he won't if playing in 28 means signing with Nike, he's not going to do it.
Oh, is that
that was one of his things? Like, oh, everybody on the Olympic team is a Nike guy.
you know what? As long as the chip is still there for the next 4 years and Derek White can sit there and take it.
Yeah. And Drew Holiday.
It means he didn't deserve to go over his teammate. And I think that that has to create dissension currently in the locker room for the Boston Celtics.
Well, we're hoping at least that it does.
And hopefully Joe Mazzulla handles it in a way other than, oh, we'll all be dead. What do you care?
And you're not coming to my funeral.
You're not coming to my funeral.
We're all going to be dead anyway.
What do we care, right? Yeah. What do you care? Very good. That's the way we're handling that situation.
Yeah.
Hour number three, Ted McGinley with an epic celebrity true or false, and we'll talk shrinking with him and Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. When we come back, my top five storylines of week 8.
Met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money making moves in the world. So I'm gonna have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do like artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's gonna be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, mom, I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is gonna be the one that says passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.